Jason Lockenfora joins us, NFL insider for CBS, and a potential Bon Jovi fan. We were just saying, I don't know if it's gotten to the point where Bon Jovi could plan a 60-date U.S. tour, and they leave the thriving market of Buffalo off it now. Are we there already to where he couldn't even play a gig in that, whether they get the team or not?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard for me to gauge Bon Jovi fans and just how maniacal they are, and even if they're super football fans. I mean, look, the reality is if his group gets that team, they can't utter a word about it for, I don't know, I guess till 2019 or whatever the lease stipulates. But there's certainly a strong thought around the league and within that Bills organization that's currently comprised that if that group gets that team will be in Toronto, at some point, 2020, 2021, whatever. Does that mean he's persona non grata in Buffalo? I'd say he probably keeps a low profile when he is there.
Yeah, it's getting to that point. Now, just yesterday, you were all in on this story and broke a lot of the details of the interest of Larry Tannenbaum, of MLSE, of Bon Jovi back in the fall. Terry Pegula is in on this as well. Cash flow is not a problem for the Buffalo Sabres owner. He couldn't continue to own the Buffalo Sabres. We know that. But that seems to be the one thing, Jason, in the last 24 hours that has Bills fans saying that's a shining light that could help keep the Bills here is Terry Pegula's involvement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was in Buffalo's camp a few days ago. All the days are starting to run together at this point. But I don't know. It seems like 3 or 4 days ago. And talked to a lot of people there. Not people in the area as well as people in the organization. And there's a lot of people in that organization who are really hoping that Pegula gets it for more than one reason. One being, unlike Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, who already have such a staff of people and so many ideas about what they could do to come, hit the ground running, which would mean clearing out a lot of the people currently in that organization. It would probably be a much different transition under Pegula. Pegula seems absolutely committed to keeping that thing in Western New York, and there's a hope that he maybe will do a little bit of what the guy did out in L.A. to get the Clippers, which is maybe overspend by 30-40% if he has to when you get to that final bid stage to get the team. Is that realistic? I don't know, but that's the kind of stuff that's being talked about in Buffalo. There's certainly a hope there that it goes that way. As you said, money's not an issue for him. He'd have to restructure, the holdings of the Sabres. He owns an agency that represents players. They'd have to divest themselves of that, which, again, wouldn't be a big deal. But they certainly seem to be all in on this, and they're seen as a group that, is expected to be in the final two or three when we get to that stage in a few weeks.
Jason Lockenfora joins us on Brady and Walker. You were at the Cleveland Browns training camp, so tell us about how big is this circus right now, and where do we stand on the Hoyer-Manziel quarterback situation?
Brian is ready in ways that Johnny just can't be. I mean, physically, Johnny does things that Brian probably will never do, and especially now, still coming off a torn ACL isn't going to do. Although Hoyer's more athletic than he's given credit for, but he's certainly no Johnny football. What Manziel can't do is think the game like Hoyer right now. When Manziel makes mistakes, they tend to be kind of blatant. When Hoyer makes mistakes, they're more subtle. Hoyer, just the way he gets the team to the line, the way he moves guys around, the way he goes through his progressions, the way he knows that offense inside out, because it's so similar to what he did in New England, this is a huge learning curve for Manziel. And for those reasons alone, I just have a very hard time thinking Manziel wins this competition. It's Hoyer's to lose. I don't think he'll lose it. Now, how does Hoyer play and how do the Browns play? If they're the typical Cleveland Browns, then Johnny Football is going to be the starter, I think, before the midpoint of the season. But if they play three division games right off the bat, if they're competitive in those games, if they're 3-3, 4-4, and Hoyer's moving the offense, then that's a different story.
How long do you think there's fires, no question, from the Ray Rice suspension? It's something everybody's been talking about, and obviously everybody's weighed in on and had an opinion on. But Ray Rice is supposed to talk this week. You're very familiar with the Ravens and the area and their fan base and how popular Ray would have been a couple years ago. Does this story go, and especially with Josh Gordon suspended for a year yesterday for maybe having an addiction problem that people want to help him with, and they look at the Ray Rice comparison, and a lot of people just think there's not logic to it.
No, I mean, now the league would say they're separate things. One is a negotiated part of a collective bargaining agreement that has a scale that both the players and the PA agreed to. The other part, you know, is personal conduct, which is the commissioner's domain, where, you know, there isn't a chart that you kind of go off of, there's a lot more gray area in a lot of those matters. Nonetheless, you know, Josh will continue to try to fight and appeal the league stance on him from the drug situation. And, you know, as for Ray Rice, he you know, I live in Baltimore. He really was the people's champion.
Yeah.
This guy did so much stuff. And a lot of the stuff he did, people knew about. And there's so much more that he did for the community that people didn't. You know, it's going to take a long time, if ever, for him to fully rehab his image. I don't think he'll ever fully rehab it, but maybe even to some degree. But people were irate when that ruling came down, and these are diehard Ravens fans who just couldn't get it. They couldn't fathom that he wasn't missing at least a quarter of the season, just based on the video evidence that we all did see, much less what happened in that elevator that hasn't become public.